The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
Hey, real quick, before you listen to this podcast, if you're going to shop on Amazon, I want you to go to jmoore.com and click where it says Amazon. And all you do is get redirected to Amazon and then email me at morestories3737@gmail.com and email me what you bought and I'll read it right here on this podcast. That's the absolute best way to show me you're down, a Moorier from day one. Go to jmoore.com, click through Amazon. Doesn't cost you anything. Goes to my kid. Don't you want to help the kids? What about the kids? I hate when people, what about the kids? The kids can kiss my ass unless it's my kid.
Put your name on it. Just put your name on it. That's all I say. Be a man or woman. Put your name on it.
Well, I'd like to hear about it, pothead.
Look at the game change.
If you want a battle, it's either that you will or you won't.
You know, you're not a bad looking man, Mr. Gals.
But you are, Blanche. You are in that chair.
Bullshit. You didn't convince me. Let me see your real war face.
No, I thought you said that you were all right, Spider.
Hey, man!
Brought to you by a lot of wonderful people. I'm Ace Man, what's up, buddy? Ladies and gentlemen, Adam Lakers Carolla. Real middle name.
Thank you.
Adam, you know, fantasy football fans are in this audience right now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Who? No?
I love it.
Yeah. Everybody, almost don't be so excited about it.
My son is very much into fantasy football, but
Sonny?
I call it fairy tale football, so it's more demeaning. I want to give him an eating disorder.
Fingers crossed, buddy.
Yeah,
get him nice and lean. Put him on the wrestling team. He'll be a senior wrestling at 98 pounds.
Yeah, I had a talk with him the other day, which is, listen, no need to have the uncomfortable conversation at 17 at Thanksgiving where you come out. I already know you're gay. I know that. But can we please just... I'm keeping my fingers crossed for a top at this point. I've made my peace with gay. I'm just... Hey, a dad can dream.
I go the other way, Ace.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like I...
Well, wait, you got a son?
I have two sons.
Well, then maybe we can work this out.
Yeah, oh my God, what a power couple.
Look, give birth to one of the funniest podcast... Oh, wait a minute. Sorry, I didn't
Jack
do the math on that.
Yeah. Sonny and Jack. I thought my son was gay. The older guy, one of my Showtime specials, I went all in on it. And I was like, if he's going to be gay, I'd be so happy he was mine and not some asshole like in Orange County that tried to smack the gay out of him. Or go,
right.
Like, what did I do wrong as a parent? I don't know why the jersey for Orange. Hey, some guy in Bergen County, New Jersey, like, whoa, that's how you repay your father by having all the cock? But how can I tell? Why the fuck are you gay?
Your kid's in the Palisades School District, right? Or Malibu or something like that.
My
kid's in a lily white sort of progressive school system himself. So all I'm saying is by the time our guys get to be in high school, it's going to be a little different paradigm than it was when we were in high school. It's going to be guys cornering my son going, bullshit, you say you're gay, but you're not. You never suck cock. And my son's right. Are you kidding? I love sucking cock. I'd give you guys all a blowjob right now if Mr. Hansen wasn't down the hall. Ah, come on. It's just going to be a totally different, it's going to be a totally different wow. vibe. Well, we're in California. This is progressive.
You actually fascinate me. Like when you, I'm being serious. Like I never, as a comic, you see another guy do a joke and you're like, I would have thought of that eventually. Shit. You know what I mean? Like, there's some lines that guys say, and you're like, God damn it. I wish I would have thought of that eventually. But you always, like, you just do, like, the flip side of the coin. Like, it's so progressive, you're going to be teased if you don't chug cock.
I just like the part where my son's like, of course I chug cock. I'd be blowing you guys now, but I got TMJ from sucking too much cock earlier this week. Look, now back off and give me some space.
Was Mr. Hansen Chris Hansen?
No, I think it was one of my actual counselors.
Chris Hansen from Catch a Predator fascinates because it's the most important.
I love that guy.
Well, I don't know why they got a laugh.
That shouldn't be funny.
Why'd they get a
That's
laugh?
A serious
that he fascinates
crime.
Me. No, I'm really being genuine. I don't know if you listen to the podcast. it's pretty wide open. Like, I don't shit on anybody. I really just... St. Francis of Assisi, Adam. Help me understand rather than be understood, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Don't want to understand why that was so funny, because I do comedy for a living.
Can I give people a tip as far as Catch a Predator goes?
Yeah.
And look, I'm not... I wouldn't call myself a friend of pedophiles. But I give tips, you know what I mean? And I'm kind of equal and even-handed with my tips.
Is that
tips.
Encoded email or...?
I've seen enough episodes to see how these guys get busted. They knock on the door. The chick says, come on in and help yourself to some sweet tea and Toll House cookies.
Red and flag. 15-year-old girls making fucking cookies and tea. Like, and then I got to finish the laundry. 15-year-old girls are drawing like seating arrangements for your funeral. They're not cooking and
right,
long.
Right. And then Chris Hansen and the camera crew come walking in. And all I'm saying is, and again, I'm not saying you should be a pedophile. I'm just saying here's a tip if you are. Send over where. So you're going to go. You met a gal online. She's out in Fresno. You're going to make the drive out from Temecula and possibly hook up. When you're about 25 minutes out of town, send over a small cheese Domino's pizza and then just wait out front of the address. The guy comes pulling up. He taps on the door. If we hear the voice say, come on in for some sweet tea and Toll House cookies, you keep driving. Worst case scenario is there's a pizza waiting for you there. Jay, I'm not trying to give tips to these people, but you understand.
No, you wouldn't. You would not. But I don't, like, first of all, you lost me, like, when they're driving across the country for a girl.
Oh, they do.
It's like, you, let me get this straight. You drove from Berea, Ohio to Jacksonville, Florida.
I like it when the guys make these excuses.
I was trying to save him.
Chris, it was nothing sexual. We're going to have some beers and shoot some pool. She's 13. You met her online. Yeah, just one bowl of few friends.
I'll be Chris Hansen. You be the guy.
Okay.
Why name a sheet right over there?
I'm not going to be staying long.
Well, I just have a sheet.
I know this is kind of a bust, but...
But then power move...
The Toll House cookies, was that a lie, or is that...
Bob, you can help yourself.
Okay, I'm just going
to... The big fatal flaw of Chris Hansen, the most important word he has to say he can't pronounce. He goes, well, it seems like you came here for sex.
Came here for who, Chris?
Sex.
What's the dog's name?
And then it turns an X-ray.
No, her
match
name
game.
Is. Her name is.
The email says, "I'm gonna take your blank." Don't get the goon. I mean, that seems like it's sex.
I don't know what that is, Chris.
Explain to the people at home what you're doing here.
I know I got an F-350 with a crew cab filled with water soluble lube and condoms. But those were in there when I bought the truck.
All right.
I was just going to pick her up, and we were going to out shoot some pool and just have a couple of cold ones and just kind of get to know each other.
Did you bring the wine coolers?
Bartles and James, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And you brought the condoms and the lube.
Well, those are for me.
Here, I'm going to take the
those
lube.
Those were with the truck.
I'm not going to use the
condoms. Ask Galpin Ford. They got a new condoms and lube promotion.
Buy
a loaded 350 dually, it comes with condoms and lube and Bartles and James. Go ahead and talk to the manager. I know him over there at Galpin.
You're magnificent. My first car. Galpin Ford, midnight. My friend Chappie, Kevin Chapman, he's a person of interest. He's a Boston guy. And he used to do cars when he was very high back in the day before he got well.
Uh-huh.
And the guy, Terry, goes, the best I could do is 26.75. And Chappie goes, and Chappie's intimidating. He goes, Terry, a little warm for a ski mask, Terry. It's like 12.40. He goes, little warm for a ski mask, Terry. Why are you fucking robbing him? He goes, you're going to get the state rebate, and you're going to get all that money back in your pocket. So, you know, you can get it down to 25 fucking without blinking, kid. And he goes, let me go talk to my manager. He goes, Terry, there's nobody back there, Terry. Too warm for a ski mask, Terry. This guy Galpin.
Sorry, do you want to keep interviewing me as Chris? Or can I
do.
Yeah.
Because I like where you were going with this. I have the emails that you sent the young lady and her brother. They're 13 and 7.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you combine those two ages, you got well past the age of consent, Chris. I mean, we're talking a 20-year-old. That's an adult in this country.
You're not here for sex?
What was that word? Sorry.
Sex.
Was that Toll House cookies?
Sexual intercourse
with
a child.
Yeah, I'm just here to shoot a few, little snooker, like the 13-year-olds, and we pound Bartles and James.
They're too young to drink. I have your emails. It says I'm going to use all the lube in the back of my F-130. It's fully loaded, and you're going to be loaded when I fill you with blank. Blank. Fill you with blank. Right, Charles Nelson Reilly.
It's a 350 crew cab. And it's the Rancher's Edition. That's leather with the Alcantara headliner. But anyway, I get what you're saying.
You're free to go.
I can just go? This is my favorite part, Rico. You just go. And I like when the guy's like, yeah, I got a family. Like, I work. You know, I don't. And he goes, you're free to go. And he goes, oh, okay. And then the Fresno Popo... made up of like a bunch of guys related to Chief Wiggums from The Simpsons, like guys that are wider than they are tall. And the guy's walking across the lawn, and they always yell, get down, get down, get down. And as the guy's going down, the man built like a jukebox just nails them and knocks them down, and they lay on top of them.
That's Chappie.
Yeah, that's Chappie.
Little wine for a ski mask for the kiddos.
Yeah. Can I give you guys a power move when negotiating with asswipes who are trying to buy your used vehicle?
Well, if you want to, I should let everybody know that True Car is over $700,000 pre-owned vehicle. $700,000, that'd be nice. 700,000 pre-owned vehicles.
From over 13,000 True Car certified dealerships nationwide?
You bet your bippy. And you know what you can do in a True Car car when you use your certified dealers?
You lock in your price, you get your certificate, you go to a certified True Car dealer.
This is no joke.
Haggle, and you go get your thing with an average of $3,000 off MSRP, ladies and gentlemen.
Over. An average of over.
Over.
$3,000 off MSRP. And
well,
if you
I was
want,
way off.
Get a big Eldorado, you can go in the back
that.
Seat and have sex. That's how I got my truck. I can show you.
By the way, let's not call your Range Rover a truck.
Well,
it's an insult for all the working
people. When I got my Range Rover that needs brakes and has a lot of marks on it from me playing pinball as I speed through Hollywood, I'm not a good driver.
I'm not familiar with this company. What do you call it again?
True Car.
Never heard of it.
But Adam and I both know it. But you lock in the car you want, and they just go around the neighborhood, essentially, the neighborhood being the United States of America. And they, because people are like, I can't find a car. They find it for you. You don't want to overpay. And then, oops, can't say overpay.
Yeah.
And then my phone vibrated, like the Rufus Wainwright song. And it was like, your truck's ready. I was like, oh, okay, that was easy. I forgot about it.
Yeah, let's not call it a truck. It's something that divorcees drive in Malibu.
Buddy, I have Big Bad Mama and the Gravedigger.
Oh,
I have
okay.
those from the, you know, the big monster truck. Big Bad Mama and the Gravedigger getting down in the mud.
Okay.
I own those.
Oh, you're talking about some go, some blow?
Yes!
That's my favorite.
So, True Car, it's I put my name on it. Go get some. All right, so you're going to...
All right, the best tip and the most satisfying experience I ever had when I was selling a used truck, a real truck, of selling a Datsun, 84 Datsun mini pickup truck. I lived in North Hollywood.
Why does that get called a truck?
It has a bed, and it's used for work.
It's two seats.
It's one seat. It's a bench.
Yeah, true.
It's a bench seat. You know, I forgot about the bench seat. The bench seat is... wherever your seat's going, the passenger's going to you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you want to slide the whole thing up, it's like taking your whole sofa and sliding it closer to the TV, and your wife going, I don't want it. What the fuck? Sorry, we're moving the whole sofa. And then later on, my balls are getting warm. Let's push the whole sofa back. Like, they are really committed. No headrest. The headrest is the glass behind your head. That is what you rest your head upon. So, remember the recycler newspaper from back in the day?
Come on. Big sponsor.
So you always knew when you had somebody who had an inside line on the recycler, because the recycler came out Thursday mornings, like 8 a.m. Thursday morning. But when you'd get a call Wednesday night and the phone would ring and it'd be like, yes, you have 84 Nissan. What is? How many miles? What is, my friend? And you'd be like, huh? Yes, you have car for sale. What is? I have daughter. She goes to school. She needs reliable transportation. And he'd be like, Really? You're not a... That guy was a used car dealer who knew somebody at the recycler who got the paper Wednesday night and got the jump on everybody. Oh. That guy came to my apartment in North Hollywood Thursday morning.
He sounds swarthy.
He very swarthy. And he started to try to beat me up. Like, this is what drives me nuts. It's a 9-year-old pickup truck with 83,000 miles on it. It's stickers for $7,200. I'm trying to get $2,300 for it. And he wants to know what the spider scratch is on the left fender. Like, hey, what is? What happened here? What happened? And I'm like, it's got a scratch. Like, it's a used fucking car, Habib. What do you want me to do?
What was his name?
Habib. Got into an argument.
I think he said Papit.
No, Habib. I mean, that was the guy's name. So at one point, it was this great thing where I bought an aftermarket fender, one of those primered aftermarket fenders, and I bolted it on myself, but the stamping wasn't very good, and it didn't line up very good with the tabs, and it was the gaps and margins were a little bad, and it didn't fit. But I didn't tell him I did it. And he went, what happened here? What happened with fender? What happened? I said, it's an aftermarket van. Who put this on? It looks like shit. It's horrible. I said, listen, it's not that bad. It looks pretty good. No, look at the lines. Look at the margin. And I was too ashamed to tell him I did it myself, but I kept trying to defend it because I did it myself. And at a certain point, he said, whoever did this should have their hands cut off.
Jesus.
I know. I was like, reel it in, Habib. He's starting to offend me. And then at a certain point, he said, how much do you want? What is the least? What is the least amount you will take for this truck? I said, what's the most you'll pay? He said, what is the least? I said, why don't you tell me the most, and I'll tell you if it gets to my least. Well, with the fender and scratches and the bench seat where the passengers are long for the ride, could not pay more than $2,100. I said, all right, thanks for coming out. Wait, what is? What? I said, that's not my least. Yeah, but what is your least? I said, well, that's your most. My most. Could not pay a penny over $2,100. I said, okay, that's fine. It doesn't get to my least.
Right.
Well, what is it? I said, I'm not going to tell you. Well, why not? I said, $2,100 is the most, not a penny over. Okay, so if my least is $2,100 and one penny, we still don't have a deal because you can't go a penny over $2,100. Not a penny. Okay. Well, then thanks for coming by. Wait a minute. What is the matter? What do you want? I said, it doesn't matter. I'm never going to tell you. It doesn't matter. That's the most you can pay, which is not my lease. So we have nothing to do. Drove this fucker insane.
Was this like in your driveway?
It was in
North Hollywood?
It was the craziest moment ever. It was in the driveway of a 12-unit apartment building I was living in. In North Hollywood on Carpenter Street across from North Hollywood High where I lived. And while I was waiting for Habib and company to come by, horrible children's show Saturday morning, Habib and company. All right. But the point
Habib,
is
honestly, it seems like these children are for sex.
What's that, Chris? What's that word?
So, sex.
Sax?
He's a newsman.
I know. So the... I had a crazy...
President Kennedy's motorcade leaving Fort Worth, Texas.
Sex what?
Yes.
I don't interrupt you. You're killing.
I had a horrible... I had this bizarre experience. Tell me how bizarre this is. I'm standing in front of my driveway waiting for this guy to come by to check out. Because when you sold your cars, you put your number, they call you, and you have to meet them like out in the street. Just wait for these guys to come by. And I'm waiting, and there's a new dude moving into my building.
Mm.
And he's a big, husky Latino guy.
He's a bear.
Big bear. Big built bear.
Big oso.
Yeah.
Why is he so thirsty?
Yeah, he's thirsty bear.
Oh, my
gosh. Moving
in.
Yeah.
He's a man.
Oh, he's a big man.
I'm a man.
Yeah, but he's a big man.
Yeah, I know.
Big bear man moving in. And he's moving in, and I just like, say to him, like, well, what are you doing? He said, I'm moving in. And I said, oh, like, hi, neighbor. How are you? And then at a certain point, he paused, and he did that thing in a real kind of, Latino kind of way, he went like, I know you, man. But real quiet, like the quiet Latina thing. Latino, like he says, I know you, man. And I said, oh, what, would you play North Hollywood High or East Valley Trojans, like peewee football or baseball? Like, that's what guys do. You just guess peewee football and baseball teams from 20 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, no, no. I said, well, where do we know each other from? And he said, we fought in the street. And I was like, really? And then I remember the story of me and this dude fought in the middle of a street about 7 years earlier. Just bloody knockout, drag out,
you
fist
his
fight.
Ass, otherwise, he wouldn't have brought it up.
Well, yeah, it was a good thing because I was at a makeout party. Except for I was going to go home and beat off because that's how I worked. That's how I rolled. Like, that's you guys, everyone hooked up. Everyone hooked up. Everyone making out. All right, I'm going to head home and beat off. All right? Everyone got what they need?
We
gotta need a towel or some lube?
I do the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, I go on a date and, like, I make out. I kind of get a boner. I'm like, I got to go. And then I go home and I masturbate to what might have happened.
Yeah. You want? I don't want to. I don't want to one up you, but I beat off to you and what might have happened.
Well, why wouldn't you? It's shanks. Harry Carey on Dateline.
So yeah, me. I was at a makeout party, and all the guys.
The audience. Have you ever heard of him? Has anybody here been to a makeout party?
Somebody.
Has anybody older been to a key party? Has anybody here a cuckold?
Oh, audience, sorry. Yeah.
Willing. How many people, raise your hands if you're here. 420, okay, 420. Sorry. Key party, makeout party.
Well, here's what would happen.
It's like two girls.
Somebody's parents would have to go out of town, right?
That's not hot for me.
They go out of town, and then some daughters would invite like some of your buddies over, and then they'd say they're going to bring some of their friends. And next, you know, it was like 7-on-7 kind of let's drink some Natty Lights or Lucky Lagers.
Yeah, football.
Yeah, and at some point, everyone started pairing off and heading into rooms, and my chick was kind of psycho, so I decided to leave. So I was leaving the makeout party, and a group of sort of hooligan dudes who probably heard there was a makeout something going on were heading up the stairs.
Hey, we like to kiss. We're passionate.
Yeah. Well, you got to be careful because there was the one Mexican guy, then there was the black guy, and there was a white guy. You can do those too. So
I'm trying to figure out which guy is going to be the biggest problem there.
I had arthroscopic surgery on my knee 3 or 4 days earlier, and I had stitches.
How old were you?
I was like 21. And I was walking down these stairs. I could have been 20. I was coming down these stairs, and all these guys came up the stairs, and the chick came out and yelled at these dudes who were coming up the stairs. That guy hit me, and she pointed at me because she was a psychopath.
Nothing like crazy pussy, Adam.
Yes.
That's the problem.
That's what it was. So I walked out of the place, and then those guys walked up to me, and they said, what kind of puss would hit a chick, and maybe someone should hit you, and maybe someone should kick your ass. And I said, she's nuts. I never touched her. But that's all they needed. And at a certain point, I said to the big Latino guy, I would love to fight about now, but I got stitches in my knee, and I can't fight because I got stitches. I had surgery like 4 days earlier. And the guy said, I'm going to break your other knee.
Why wouldn't you go, oh, thanks for telling me where I should hit you first?
Well, that did come into play.
Why did you tip your hand like that?
That came into play.
You got to do like, Stallone and what was it, Champions or Victory? Like, what's, you know, the strongest part of your body? It's like my rib. Oh, no, it's Rocky, my rib. So they like bruised up his ribs.
Yeah.
So the guy would just keep hitting his ribs and not his face. Cause
you had to dig that deep for Rocky? What was it? Over the Top? Let's see.
I was thinking of Rocky Dennis.
Yeah, Rhinestone. Oh, no. Yeah, Apollo Creed. Was he Apollo Creed and Rhinestone? Oh, no, this one was called Rocky. Deep cut. Yeah, a lot of people should check that out. You think you know Stallone from Scorpion, but Cobra. You think you know him from
Cobra?
Brigitte
Nielsen.
That's the best part of any good movie with a good 80s cop title when he's Cobra and Cobra, and then about 14 minutes into Act One, his commanding officer does the Capretti, get in here, and you're like, yeah, Cobra, now we know.
Capretti, or now his girlfriend goes, Calvin.
Yeah, it's never
Calvin Capretti.
Yeah, it's never Cobra Berg, get in here.
In the courtroom.
Yeah.
So did you fight the Mexican guy in the stairwell?
I fought the guy in the street.
Here's the thing is, for me, my personal thing, way too many words.
Yeah.
Like, anybody goes like, I'm going to, like, I, like, when I used to date, I'd be on a date, and I'd be like, you're fucking stupid, bitch, girlfriend, I'll fucking fuck her mind. I'm like, all right, and going to the car, she'd be like, you're going to let him talk to me like that? I go, yeah.
Like, Jay's big comeback was, I can't hear you when I'm beating off. It would always confuse the guys just enough to leave.
That's like, that is something I used to do as a joke, like, I'll suck your fucking dick, man.
There's nothing better than when a chick gets pissed off enough. Like, I was over at Sun Valley High a million years ago playing like a pickup football game or something. And we walked in, and there was a female and a bunch of dudes playing like softball over here, and some other dudes who wanted the softball diamond, and they're arguing and they're going back and forth like through the fence. And the one guy's like, hey, bitch, get off the field. And she's like, shut up, dude. You don't know what you're. And at some point, he's like, sit down, you fat bitch. And she went, suck my dick. And I was like, everyone like paused and then started laughing because it's an insult, but it's kind of insulting to her, too, yeah, right?
But if we can get it, management, for the air conditioning, if we just get a little warmer.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's a friend of comedy. Humidity is the friend of comedy.
Good God. It's like a blacksmith's asshole in here. I mean, can you stand it?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, talking to me is a real weird thing in a fight because it means you're not going to fight. Like, well, you, like in the schoolyard, it's like, throw the first punch. I'll start fights. I'll finish them. And then your friends start shoving you into each other, like, just fucking do this already.
All the fights I got into were pretty chatty before the throwdown happened.
You probably really confound your opponent.
I was in Palm Springs, and I wandered, like, when we used to go spring break, like Palm Springs spring break, and I was like wandering around one of these hotels because I didn't have enough for my own hotel room, but you'd go to use their pool. You'd go to the Flamingo and used their pool in Palm Springs, and I was like walking around, and there's bungalows, and like there's a door open, and I walked into one of the bungalows,
makeout party,
and I was like looking for a beer, and I like said, and the phone rang, and I did what everyone did in the 80s, which is like if you're walking past a phone booth and the phone rang, you'd go, hello, but like it's gonna be, hey, it's Marty, good, I'm glad I caught you on Elm and First, like. It couldn't possibly be for you, but if the phone rang at a phone booth and you were somewhere around, you'd have to pick it up. I don't know why.
It is for you. You're in a Liam Neeson movie.
That's right. Trapped.
Adam Carolla. I'm glad we caught up.
So I'm in this unknown hotel room and the phone rings and I pick up the phone and you can do it. You can do it as like Colin Quinn. It's basically just you going, put Elaine on the phone.
Any impressions?
Yeah. Christopher Walken. All right. You make a check.
Top of the barrel.
All right.
Okay.
So let me lay down the ground rules.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah, yeah.
Here are the ground rules. You make up a chick's name. You say, put her on the phone. I say, I don't know who that is. You say, put her on the phone again. I say, I don't know who that is. And you say, put her on the phone or I'm going to come over there and kick your ass.
All right.
Are you ready? You got to make the bring sound. I need to be motivated to pick it up. It'd be stupid if I went bring.
It was a weird hotel, so I went.
Hello?
Samantha, where is she?
I don't know who that is, but nobody's here. I'm alone.
Is this room 415?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just chilling.
Hold on. Who are you?
I just kind of wandered in, and I'm just kind of chillaxing. But there's nobody here.
I knew that bitch slut was cheating.
Oh, yeah.
Now she's cheating with you. What's your name?
My name's Adam.
How do you like your teeth?
Medium rare?
Yeah. Well, get used to chewing on enamel.
Because
when I get to the room, forget it. Gloves off.
Yeah. I don't...
It's my room you're in. Who are you?
I just, the door was open. It's 118 degrees outside. I just came to take a load off.
That's nice story. Where's Samantha?
She's not. I don't know who that is because I just sat down. Like, I, no one's here. I don't know. Maybe she'll come back.
You ever see those nature shows on the cable?
Huh?
You ever see those nature shows on the cable?
You ever see the one about the lion? Oh, yeah, where it's napping?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get Samantha on the phone.
I'm sorry, that lion's
going to rip the shit out of everything in his path, and that's you.
I'm not looking for a hassle or fight. I'm just
Chris Penn would have been a better choice for this.
No. All right, now Chris Penn has to end with, I'm coming over there to kick your ass.
Well, yes, of course.
Yeah.
Before you said that, I'm like, there's only one way.
Right.
It's either that or, Larry, stop pointing that gun at my daddy. The man you just shot did fine. All right. Bring.
Let it ring a couple times so I don't seem desperate.
Don't you hate when people don't pick up the, like, you're in the home and it goes, bring, and they go, uh-huh, and they put their hand on it, and then the second time they go, all right, not, like, now I can pick it up.
Well, I have a theory.
I'd like to hear about it, potheads.
My theory is if you answer the phone in three rings, you're totally centered emotionally and you're doing great. If you answer the phone too quick, like you're sitting around and the phone rings and you go, oh, shit, who is that? It's got to be somebody. Somebody's reaching out to me. Somebody loves me. Somebody. If you dive on the phone, that's bad. And if you just stare at the phone while it's ringing, that's bad. The best space you can be in is, yeah, I'll pick it up. I don't know who's on the other end, but why would it be bad on me? But I'm not in a hurry. I'll just grab it as I grab it.
It's like
that
daily,
emotionally is the best
meditation.
Place you can be. Yeah.
I like that a lot, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Before we do Chris Penn in this situation, and I got questions for you from Kevin Ortiz, a listener. If you go to jmoore.com, there's an Amazon banner. And if you want to shop at Amazon, just go to my website and click through. It doesn't cost you guys anything. And what do we get on these Amazon?
Like, you get a couple points, yeah.
Yeah, so it's all direct deposit to my son, the world's largest toddler. We call him Trash Truck. To go to the black college of his choice for free because you guys would pay for him and his education, but because it's a black college, Georgia Southern, Grambling, Arkansas State, he'd get a scholarship. I get to keep the money, buy a house in Hana.
He can take selling generic candy bars to dumb white people 101 and pass with flying colors.
Dad, I called him out.
Okay. I bought like scented candles for like $11 for young black kids. I'll give them anything.
I'm coming out of an AA meeting in Santa Monica on Tuesday, and there's these two little beautiful girls, like 7, I guess, and she's like selling candy, like Mike and Ike's and Jolly Ranch. I'm like, ooh, Green Apple Jolly Ranchers, like it's on. I go, can you give me change of a 20? Because like I bought so many. Because I'm a pig, and it came to, I'm a pig, right?
Yeah.
The little black girl sells the candy. And it's like, you know, $11. I give her a 20. I'm like, I'm not going to give her a $9 tip or whatever.
Right.
She's 7. It's going to go to somebody else. And I go.
It's going right up her nose.
I go, could you? Yes. And she doesn't even
like
cocaine.
Don't kid yourself, people.
She just likes the way it smells.
Yeah. They know the game.
Bro, I like the way it smells, too.
It's an interesting thing. We go to the supermarket now, you pay $11 for a generic candy bar. When I was a kid, you go to the supermarket, you come home with a free kitten.
That's right.
There'd be somebody with a box full of cats.
Fuck, I love you.
What a simple time. And a box of cats, as if you were like, you leave the place and you go, hey, would you like a box of cats? And you're like,
ooh.
Well, I just got the Salisbury steak Hungry Man dinner and a pack of wins. Yeah, I guess I'll take a couple of cats. Yeah, why not? Yeah, I wasn't thinking about buying cats or getting cats, but yeah, I'll take a couple. I live in an apartment with three of my parents and a stepdad, but I'll take a few cats. How big an impulse buy can cats be? Like, is this a weird thing, a box of kittens?
A very impulse buy.
Evidently, they would
wait. That Sarah McLachlan commercial, that fucking psycho. Like, is somebody fingering an angel? What's happening in the song?
It's slow motion of me just taking kittens and shoving them, like, down my pants and... Putting them under my arm, take one, and like
Adam
I can't get
Carolla.
Into the car, so I'm kicking it like you do with rolling luggage every once in a while, like you're pushing it with your foot to the car.
Good luggage.
And she's singing, she keeps singing.
Angels.
Come on, cats. You know what? I'll just take the box. Yeah, let me tip you out with a tabby. Thanks, kid.
In the commercial, there's like a German Shepherd with mustard coming out of his eyes. The cat, right. The cat's bald and trembling, and the entire police force is trying to get it from behind a wall.
Right, right.
Palisades. Like, right. That's your police force.
Yeah, listen, I'm
and
not.
Then
a,
there's like a rabbit on crutches.
I'm not a huge fan of animals. I like them, but the guys that are cruel to animals, like they go, we found this cat. This cat had been plastered into the inside of a wall and had a Hitler mustache painted on it with a Sharpie. And it's like, who's got this many calories to burn?
The Hitler
mustache.
You know
what I mean? Like, I don't love cats, but I'm not going to spend that kind of time on them.
I love cats so much, I would draw a Hitler mustache on them. Like, that's not a negative to me. Like, that's hilarious. To draw a Hitler mustache on a cat?
Yeah.
I don't think that's abusive at all.
No.
Maybe the Sharpie fumes.
Until you run into a cat who's had a yarmulke drawn on it. And then we got a situation. See, you don't think, Jay. You don't use your brain. You could be taking it to the cat park over there off of Fairfax.
Fucking cat park?
Yeah, the one that's off of Fairfax by Cantor's.
Temple Shalom.
For Cantor's by Fairfax. And you walk in your Hitler cat.
Yes.
And here comes Shlomo.
But at this point, it's just economics. He's just trying to get the economics together.
You're not thinking.
I went to a cat mitzvah.
Oh, by the way, can I say this?
Baruch Ham, yeah.
When I see the Hasidim walking up and down Fairfax Boulevard, and it's 71 degrees outside, and they're dressed like Johnny Cash at a fucking funeral. I feel bad. But when it's 119 degrees outside, and those guys are rocking full Dan Haggerty beards, and there's like, and they're wearing driving gloves, and they're long johns. Like, that's insane, right?
Yes, the women wear wigs too.
Yes, they have to have sex
tidbit.
Through a hole in a wig. It's true. You guys should study the Torah.
I like that. There's so much to unpack comedically with what you just said off the top of your head. Like Johnny Cash at a funeral, right? So we all know at a funeral you wear black. Johnny Cash was the man in black. Mm. But the Hasids, they have the hair. I don't know.
Pay us? Yeah.
And,
that probably came from them just going, pay us. The guy with the weird curlers kept, oh, now you're getting offended. Now you're getting offended?
One black reference, you'll lose him. Don't worry.
Yeah, all right.
So, you know, and...
Here at Podcast One, we love hearing from you. We read every tweet and comment you send our way. So don't miss your chance to take our summer listener survey. Just go to podcastone.com and click on the survey banner. Or go to podcastone.com/my survey. It only takes a few minutes, and it gives you the opportunity to make a direct impact on your favorite shows. Tell us how you really feel so we can get to know you better. We value your thoughts and participation. So check out the survey at podcastone.com/my survey. Or click on the survey banner on podcast1.com.
But then they have like the shawl, which is like the strings and the very, as Buddy Hackett would say, this very nice twillis.
Yeah. You know what I got to say about those people?
But that's Johnny Cash taking it up a notch.
Right.
For a funeral, because he's already the man in black.
They are the most responsible people with fire on the planet. They are basically built like fucking wicks. There's beards hanging, there's the payas hanging, the tassels on the hat, the fringe, the prayer shawl. They're one big fucking Roman candle in a tinderbox. And you never hear what happened. Oh, you know, another Jew burned his house down. Never happened. And all they do is kindle Sabbath candles. All they do is light candles. They're like a fucking... They're a giant wick, and all they do is light candles, and they never burn anything out. One white guy, one piece of white trash, what happened to Tim? Fell asleep while he was smoking a Tipperillo. Whole trailer went up. Took out the whole park. Never hear about a Jew burning anything down. That's how fucking... But not one of them's a fireman. No one Jewish fireman. We gotta transition these people into the fire department. Well, come on. It just makes sense.
No. My hands are up because, like, I'm looking at Brad. And Brad's a comic, Brad Hutching. I'm just like, I looked over like, what the fuck? Like, what do I say? Like you, it's like you just put it upper deck. Reggie Jackson, third home run.
Do Norm McDonald.
Hey, you know one thing about the Jews? They
see
those Hasids. You know, there's one part. I know why they don't. You know, they light the menorah. That's like 44. How many candles are in a menorah?
Eight.
So who knows that? You know.
Well, you're from Canada. You guys don't have.
Yeah,
Jews.
I'm an old chunk of coal. You know.
Huh?
I'm an old chunk of coal. You know. But I'm an old chunk of coal.
It's chunk of coal.
It's a nomenclature for being not young.
Okay, right, right. I got
so,
you.
So, but the answer to your question, there's scientific data.
Mm-hmm.
Flame retardant shawl.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I did not know this.
Nah, I just made that up.
Oh, okay. Sorry, what were we talking about? Oh, you were going to call me.
I will. Go to Jay Moore. We remember where we are. Don't worry about us. We've done this before. Go to jmoore.com, use the Amazon. If you're shopping on Amazon, you have an Amazon toolbar or whatever that's called, just switch that with jmoore.com and go there to Amazon. That's it. Doesn't cost you guys anything. This guy writes, Slam, he's doing Jim Rome. Slam Man, that is great. Adam Carolla, that's tremendous. That does not suck. Happy belated birthday. Hope it was relaxing. I really enjoy the More Sports podcast. Keep it sponsorless. Here's a little something, something for the cause. Ordered a Netgear Nighthawk A6 AC 3000 wireless router.
Oh, really?
I was trying to see what else he could mispronounce, Chris Hansen. As part of a new home office for my wife, who's now working from home for the next year, we'll be adding more orders to the kitty to complete the build-out. Click in the Amazon banner at jmoore.com. Also, when is your next call for premium content? That's nothing you need to explain now. Missed the first call. Excellent revenue generator, I bet. Yeah, $10 a month. I'm fucking rolling in it. Keep up the good work, JJ. Remember, night divides the day. Peace and positivity. Alec in Wisconsin. Alec Lowodursky, University of Wisconsin. They got a tough
go Badgers, man.
They're playing Utah State. I'm taking Utah State in
27,000
points.
It's Utah State, the Utes?
That's Utah.
Oh, Utah. But Utah is the Utes?
I don't even
want
to talk to you
anymore. Is that the laziest fucking team name ever? Hey, what's your name or team? Where are we from? Utah? How about we go like half that? Just Ute.
Well, it's an Indian tribe, the Utes.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Fred Gwynne made it very
Fred
famous.
Gwynne sounds like he's in...
I saw two Utes. The two Utes? No, there's two Indians. Just came through the courtroom.
Yeah. My cousin they
look
Vinny.
Like Lenny, they look like Lenny Lenape, but...
All right. Sorry, the phone's ring.
Bring.
I don't want to be desperate. Go ahead.
Bring.
I'm going to get this one.
Let me get on the line with my girl. We're all going to
I'm going to get
bring.
I'm going to get this one on the half ring.
Bring.
Hello?
Who the hell is this? Where's Samantha?
I don't know. I'm here alone.
I don't know who the fuck you are, but do yourself a favor and put the goddamn phone down because you're standing in my room and I know that goddamn slut's on the bed.
No, she's not. I'm looking at the bed. There's nobody here. I just came in to take a load off.
You're going to tell me that girl's going to decide? Out of the fucking blue?
Mr. Blue to you.
To get you off?
Yeah, no, I'm not. She's not here. I don't even know. What did she say her name was? Samantha?
Samantha.
She's not here. Nobody's here. I'm
Who
here.
Are you? What the fuck?
I just walked in. The door was cracked open.
How about you just walked into somebody's goddamn hotel room, condominium room, looking for to steal beer?
If it's on the first floor, it doesn't really count. You know?
I agree.
If you go in an elevator, then it's weird.
That includes
But if
spying.
You're if you're on terra firma, it's not that weird.
Yeah,
you just walk
I agree,
off the path.
You're walking, and that includes watching people
No
fall.
Elevation change.
Watch a lot
it's
of people
safe.
Fuck on the first
yeah,
floor. That's
not
creepy
right.
at all.
Not at all.
They know what they're doing. They can close the blinds.
That's right.
After I open them.
Yeah. And listen, your parents should have known better.
I have a question here from Big Mama God et al.
Oh, okay. Fred. Well, you didn't hear the end. We didn't get to the end of the story.
I think we're pretty done with that, right?
All right.
Oh, I want to hear it.
You guys don't know how it ended.
Of course I want to know how it ended.
It ended with him saying, I'm going to come over there right now, and I'm going to kick your ass. And me saying, I'll be here. And then I just sat in this room.
I knew that was the answer you were going to
get. Until two dudes showed
hey,
up.
Oh, boy.
That's right. Bi-curious, droopy dog.
Alternative lifestyle.
Alternative lifestyle.
You were alone in the bed and two dudes walked in.
I was just sitting on a chair. I wasn't in the bed, droopy.
Oh, you were submissive.
if sitting on a chair makes you submissive, then I guess I'm guilty.
So they come in, and you're just sitting there. Was there any beer there? That's what
there was nothing. There was nothing. The two guys showed up 5 minutes later, and they showed up, and they said...
They were calling from the lobby?
They're like, you're the... No, they were in their room, or I don't know where they were. They're like the other guy's room, and they showed up 5 minutes later, and I just sat there waiting, and that when they both walked in... In inappropriate attire, like, you know, white beaters and you know, Quicksilver shorts. And they're like, you the douche who picked up the phone? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, come outside. You're going to get an ass beaten. And I said, okay. And we went outside. And we stood on the cement walkway in between the bungalows, and we just squared off.
What the audience doesn't know about Adam Carolla is Adam Carolla is a fucking menace when it comes to fist fighting. People don't know that about you.
I watched
the movie The Hammer, and just your boxing scenes, I'm like, oh. Like, you
well,
can
I knew
really
that.
Box.
I'm not, I wasn't so a mean, I wasn't a mean, dudes. I wasn't a mean person, but
no,
I
but
knew.
When a guy goes, let's go out and fight, you have that knowledge of, okay.
I knew how to box. So I was like, all right, well, then we'll go outside.
You guys didn't know that, did you?
So.
He's a motherfucker.
So we went out. We went out.
That's Alexis Arguello.
And we boxed in the patio.
You beat both of them.
I beat the first guy, and then his friend jumped in, and I smacked him, and they both went down. And I remember saying, "You guys gotta get some ice on that." And they both walked. They both left, and I didn't go anywhere. And by the way, you said like the too much talking.
Yeah.
What got my ass kicked in the street with the big Mexican guy
Ooh.
Is I said to him and all his friends, so we're just going to go out in the street. This dude's going to kick my ass, and you guys are going to stand back, and you're not going to help at all because he's a tough guy, right?
Like the two white guys did. By the way, I like how it was like a Bruce Lee movie. The one guy fights you, gets his ass kicked, and he goes, you beat my teacher. Now I'll try. Instead of just jumping you at the same time.
I beat up the Mexican guy. He didn't want any more. I was talking shit. And that's when I felt a baseball bat hit me in the back of the knee. Full swing from behind. Baseball bat in the knee after I told that guy I had surgery on my knee.
That's the white... No, black guy's not throwing a baseball bat at you.
White guy. Yeah. Baseball bat.
No.
Then...
I get straight smarts.
A beer bottle... explodes on my shoulder. Chucks a beer bottle,
white
hits
guy.
My shoulder, blows up. Then me and the black guy fight.
Yeah.
That was
black
that was
guy
how it went down.
The beer bottle, and he didn't do the baseball bat. I know this,
but
I know the story.
When the Mexican guy showed up at my apartment 7 years later, and he went, "I know you, man." I knew once I found out who he was that he didn't want any of me because it was an insane moment where the guy hit me with a bat and the other guy hit me with a bottle, and it didn't do anything to me. It was just. The luck of the draw, like it hit me in the back of the leg and I kind of curtsied and the other guy hit me with the bottle. You will if some guy hits you with a baseball bat behind your knee. Later on, my buddy Ray found the guy who hit me with the bat.
What'd he do? Jack him off? Because Ray's not, you know, Randy Warwick and Ray hang out.
Almost. We were at a big Valley party. And I was in the bathroom making
almost
out.
Jacked him off?
With a chick called.
You said almost.
Almost.
Until you repeated it, miss. What's your name, love?
Almost.
Nobody didn't pick up. What's your name? I missed it. And then Ginger goes, almost. And I'm like, fuck, that's hilarious. What do you mean almost jacked him off?
I was in a bathroom at a Big Valley party making out with a chick named Dominique. And this was 5 months after this guy named Terry hit me in the back with this bat.
Infested summer, me and Terry weren't friends.
And there was a bang, bang, bang on the door. And I was like, leave me alone. And it was Ray on the other side of the door yelling, you got to come out here. And I told him to get lost. And he said, get out here. And I pulled up my pants and opened the door. And he had this guy hit me with a baseball bat in a headlock. And he offered him to me. He literally said,
so
Ray's
got some scrap then.
Oh, Ray was a big tough guy. Ray was like, Ray found him, got him in a headlock, dragged him to the bathroom, and then fed him to me because I wanted to kill this guy because I said I had surgery on my knee and this guy came up behind me with a baseball bat and took a full swing at my knee.
So what'd you do?
I had a boner. And I was like you. I was like, I got to hurry up, get home, and beat off to this shit before I come. Yeah. You know? And
yeah, I know.
We like, Ray fed him to me. We walked out to the backyard, and the guy was just like, please, 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 please. I know. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Because he thought I was a maniac because he hit me with the bat. He hit me with the bottle. I beat up his friend. I fought his other friend in the street.
He thought
I was nuts. A lot of it was luck, like just good bat placement, good bottle placement, and stuff like that. But it is. It's luck. If someone can take a beer bottle, be 12 feet away from you, and throw it as hard as they can at you, and the beer bottle can hit your shoulder and literally just explode, and you don't have a scratch on your body. Like, I didn't get a piece of glass on my cheek. There was maybe a little red mark, like, right on my shoulder. I mean, it could have hit me in the eardrum and ruptured my eardrum or God knows what. I had a beer bottle explode on me. It didn't leave a mark on me. I had a guy take a full swing with a baseball bat behind me.
I don't think it was a full swing, to be honest with you. But the whole thing is the 12 feet
meaty part of the thigh.
The meaty part of the thigh is where you want to hit it.
From behind, yeah.
But the beer bottle from 12 feet is like the most cowardice fucking thing. Like, oh yeah, fuck me.
No, I was pissed. That's why I was pissed.
Like,
at
the guy
these
could
guys.
Give, like, you were beating the shit out of a Mexican guy. He could have just came up like tiptoe and just cracked it on your head.
And
or my favorite, it's broken. You just put it.
I
in
I just
mouth.
Want to be clear. It wasn't, you know, all because he was Mexican. That was just half of it. The other part.
No. We got a white. Hold on.
No.
We got a boner and a white guy in a headlock right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we got a boner and a white guy in the headlock.
We fucking fight all. We regulate all shades out of Corolla.
Yes, we do, Tracy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I left the black man alone.
I had a boner. This guy was apologizing profusely, and I just said, I'm going back in the bathroom.
Why'd you have a boner?
Because I was in the bathroom with a chick named Dominic.
Dominique. Oh, yeah, you did say
Dominic,
that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was too busy thinking of, like, jokes of names of girls. Like, you know, it never stops, this goddamn roulette wheel in our heads, Ace,
no,
man.
I know.
What's Big Mama Got It All question for you, and that is, Adam Carolla?
Yeah.
My son?
Oh, I love it, because my mom is so bad.
Well, I'm your mama. Big Mama got it all, and you know my other boys, my triplets.
Yeah, they're all named Dwayne. What?
Dwayne.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's next door.
Yeah.
Champion, Champion George, and Champion Junior.
Oh, that's right, that's right. One's named because after Foreman's kid, right.
We're from Englewood, and that's the City of Champions,
City of
baby.
Champions,
my daughter Asthma, and the baby Anthony.
What's the one's name?
You know their names.
Anthony?
Anthony.
And Asthma?
My daughter Asthma.
Okay, yeah.
It's hot in here. I got sweat under my titties.
Oh, yeah. I should dab those, but I think it'd be a little aggressive.
Don't get frank. Keep that freaky dog away from me.
Yeah. You know, if you put those medicated pads, Tucks, under there.
Oh, they burn. They burn.
Yeah, but they wick up the sweat like a sponge.
You ever see those Hasidic Jews with the Turks pants?
Yeah.
Those are flammable, too.
I'll tell you, it's 107 degrees over there, man. That's a real commitment to Judaism.
The what? Who's she?
Judaism?
Is she all right? Is she okay?
No, it's a kind of religion.
Huh? Say what now?
Religion. It's a Jewish.
Oh,
the Jewish,
you know,
people
believe. T.D. Jakes.
Huh?
You know I'm in church.
Oh, you're church. Church. Yeah.
Church.
Yeah, they wandered the desert for 40 years. You know,
who
they
wandered the desert, Inland Empire? Hunter?
No, this is biblical times. This is like Jerusalem.
But you know, it wasn't biblical times for them. Those motherfuckers walking around just in time. It wasn't biblical times.
Oh, yeah, they probably said just time. Not
hey, look at us.
Time.
We're in biblical times.
No, yeah, I don't think they did that. No, you're right.
It's just time.
They had unleavened bread, you know.
Well, what now?
Unleavened.
11 breads?
No, not 11 breads.
How come nobody got Jesus a bicycle?
No, they had an unleavened bread. You know?
I heard you, motherfucker.
They didn't have time for the bread to rise.
Time?
You know?
Oh.
Yeah, they put yeast, you know.
Whatever happened to Barabbas?
Barabbas?
Barabbas. On the cross next to Jesus. Prince of Peace.
Prince of Peace, yeah.
He's handsome. He got a swimmer's belt, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. He's built like Phelps, yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm. I mean, okay, he's no Byron Scott,
yeah,
but he's fine.
Yeah, Byron's good looking, light skinned, but good
morning
looking.
Morning side hides get the knot out of my back. I tell him.
You ever think Phelps, like, part of the advantage he has, because it's all really about just cheating through the water and cutting through the water and shaving yourself? And his face is shaped like a fin.
Yeah.
Picture his face, you know what I mean?
Uh huh.
He's not. you know, he's not like Artie Lang's head wouldn't do well in water.
No.
But Phelps's head is like a dorsal fin. Like it's there to cut. Like it's like the front of a submarine. It's there to cut through the water. Like God shaped this guy like a fucking dolphin. He's like a bottlenose dolphin. Look at the guy's head. His head is shaped like a wedge. He's got an unfair advantage, man.
Well, don't you think he works hard to be a swimmer?
You know, he probably swims a little bit in between Olympics.
Isn't the Olympic swimmer just who doesn't want to drown the most? I want to not drown the fastest.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I was thinking Big Mama got it all.
Oh!
The four-man bobsled team. I think about the two dudes in the middle. You know what I mean?
Because
the first dude, he's steering the bobsled, right?
Oh, the back man. I know what the
back man is. The black.
He's in
charge
of the brake.
Man, the black man is the brake man.
Right.
The two dudes in the middle.
He shovels coal into the engine.
No, I think it's gravity. I think it's gravity. I'm not a student of it.
The John Mayer song.
Huh?
John Mayer song, Gravity.
John Mayer? Huh?
Would you hand me my prescription?
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. I'm going to take a little hit of medicine myself. But The two dudes in the middle, their job is basically take 9 steps as hard as you fucking can and then get inside and try to blow yourself for 63 seconds. Like, it's run, 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 suck, 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 suck. How'd we do? Oh, let me wipe the jizz off the side of my... All right, sorry. How'd we do? How's the time?
You know, that's why I broke up with Elgin Baylor.
You dated Elgin Baylor?
Or his wig.
His what?
His wig.
Oh, he's weird.
His wig.
His wig.
Yeah, we went on a few dates, and I caught him trying to suck his own dick, but he was successful. And I said, you don't need me if you got that the way you suck that like you're angry at it.
Yeah, and also, wait till we get home from the restaurant, Elgin.
Of course. Roscoe Chicken and Waffles, he didn't get halfway through his first waffle. He just went under the table, and I just heard disgusting sounds.
Elgin Baylor did that.
I got Earth, Wind, and Fire on speed dial. I don't need no Elgin Baylor.
What's the name of that band?
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Earth?
Don't act like you don't know. Come on.
Jeff Ross's funny black joke. When we were doing the man show, one of the guys who produced the man show, also during the break, like we do the man show and then during the hiatus, he would produce the black circus. There was a all black circus, and he would go around. And
Jeff
produce...
Ross produced a no, black circus?
It's Jeff Ross's joke.
Oh.
This guy, Doug, would go do the black circus, and he, you know, now it's like, I gotta, you know, we're gonna rap at the man show, and I'm gonna go produce the black circus. And Jeff Ross would call it the greatest show on earth.
That's good.
It's a good
they
joke.
They laughed harder at the Jewish stuff.
Yeah. Well, they don't like Jeff Ross. Yeah.
Are there brothers and sisters here? Any brothers in here? Okay. Good. That's well, now that we have the place to ourselves, let's talk about what we're really here for. Take out your hoods, open your Bible to Leviticus, and let's start talking about 1/8 of a man.
Yeah.
I've noticed there's some white people only words. Like, I've never seen a black guy or heard a black guy say prick.
Oh, yeah, no.
That's some white people shit like, hey, easy, prick. You never see a black guy like, fuck you, crab. What's up? What's up, prick?
Yeah, no.
Douche.
Douche. Never. Yeah, they don't use prick. They don't use
what
douche.
A douche. Like, man, fuck you, douche.
They don't use the word homologated that much either.
What was that? Homologated?
Yeah, it's when you produce a certain amount of a rope going.
I know what it means, Warren. Come on. Mama, I went to college.
So Big Mama, but a lot of people listening don't know what homologated means.
Well, then it's unsubscribe.
Well, if you... I feel,
don't tell them.
I feel I should tell the audience what homologation means.
And then go to aggregate.
Aggregate. Mm. Homologation means if you want to race a car, you need to produce a certain amount of street-going versions of that car so you can say it's an actual street car that's being raced.
If you want to race it on the street.
If you're a car-making company, it's called homologation.
Want to race it on the streets?
No. If you say, I want to go... If you're Ferrari...
Oh, my God. I just did Spike's podcast. And
you want to wait in the truck?
Well, it's not a truck.
I know.
It's got a baby seat, which got me out of 3 tickets this month.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Big Mama got it all's question. But Adam Carolla,
mm-hmm.
When was the last time you cried?
I will, if I hear there's a Kenny Rogers song that reminds me, You Colored My Life. If I hear, I think it's You Colored My Life, yeah. It's a Kenny Rogers song, and somehow I think of my son when I hear that song. It'll make me cry every time.
I got to write that down because I love Sonny. I love your boy.
He's a good boy.
He is a good boy.
Yeah.
He's playing with my guy on 4th of July. He's the only one who is sitting on hot. Kids love hot tubs.
It's weird.
You got kids? Yes. Don't everybody answer at once. It gets confusing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're like, can we go in the hot tub? You're like, yeah, sure. They're like, you go in the hot tub.
Right.
Like, you got to commit. What? That's all they fucking say is, what? And then you look over and they're just sitting there like in 104-degree water like, oh.
Yeah.
And my son's sitting facing the Jets.
Yeah. That's how we know he's going to be the bottom. It's all part of the training.
One more from Big Mama. Adam Carolla, when was the last time? What was the last song you sung aloud by yourself?
I don't
know who the fuck that impression was of.
I was driving to once a year I go to Laguna Seca to the big Rolex Historic, big vintage car race.
God, more car stuff.
And well, that's where I was going. And
it's so hot in here.
The song by Toby Keith. I want to talk about me. I want to talk about me. I want to talk about I want to be number one. It's a country song that was a big hit.
I figured Toby Keith was probably.
Yeah, you did the Toby Keith.
I think he was covering Run the Jewels.
And when somebody pull up Toby Keith, I want to talk about me on like their phone, and we'll play it, and you'll know the song. And it's a funny, it's a stupid song, but it's a funny stupid song. And I was singing it in the car.
Well, good.
Yeah,
I'm surprised by the answer. Because I didn't think you knew who Toby Keith was.
I don't have any Toby Keith albums or anything. It just came on, and it's a funny song.
How do you know all the words to it, then?
Because I've heard
Brad's,
it. It's an easy song to do.
At Brad Hutchings, big Amazon user through jimmore.com. Kevin Ortiz has a couple good questions for you, too. Here, God forbid I write one. Oh, come on. That's Pornhub, Brad. You know, they never yell step daddy when in the movie, but so why put that in the title? Thank you very much. Binaural, two mics. Let me know if something happens. Less of an intro on Sondheim.
Oh, just stop.
Do you guys know that song?
The phone just stopped, right?
Who can sing it?
No, wait, you got to get to the... Oh, it wants a battery...
Oh, that old phone. Adam, what's a movie you would rewrite the ending to because it needs it desperately? No, we're not doing Toby Keith. What's it, Toby Keith? Keith David? David Keith? Keith Richards?
I would say I would...
If you struggle, baby, it only dimes on. What's a movie you would rewrite the ending to because it needs it?
I would write a ending to Tora, 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 the World War II movie where the Japanese bomb Pearl Harbor, and then we end up beating them at the end.
How would you rewrite it?
I'd have them win World War II and be our overlords. And we'd all be speaking Japanese right now.
How has nobody actually... I'm just serious question. How has nobody written that?
I think
because that'd be a fascinating movie.
Now I'm pissed.
You have
to
hire actors that only like that speak white guys that speak Japanese.
Yeah,
Johnny Depp's in.
Right.
He did only Vietnamese in Platoon. Do you know that?
Huh?
I said
he was in Platoon.
Johnny Depp.
I forgot. I don't know.
He was the interpreter, and he just like I'm not gonna do. Rosie O'Donnell got fired for going on ding ding dong ding dong.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's fucking bullshit. He goes, well, that all right. I mean, you know. It's the apologies that kill you.
Rosie O'Donnell's
I'll
in Platoon?
I'll never fucking apologize for anything. Yeah, she's the one that goes, this is gook stuff, man. Let's get out of here.
Mm.
That's an actual line from the movie. I don't know what you guys think.
Yeah, you're allowed
I would
to quote stuff
that.
In the movie. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
No, what did you just say?
You're allowed to quote stuff if it was in actual movie.
Yeah, Johnny Depp played the interpreter in Platoon. He spoke primarily Vietnamese. Corey Glover, lead singer of In Living Color, was in it. Keith David was in it. Anthony Quinton's son was in it. Nothing can kill Barnes, but Barnes.
You know what I don't like? There's Keith David and then there's David Keith.
I don't like it either.
I don't like that. Somebody's got to put like an L between
one's
their
white,
two names.
They look like a negative of each other.
Yeah.
Worst, I Want to Talk About Me by Toby Keith.
Toro, 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 by the way, you could rewrite, like, there could be 18 different movies.
Yeah. What's, I don't know. This is a random answer.
But it's really neat.
I didn't give it any thought.
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
Idea.
That's great.
You know any white people that speak Japanese?
No.
Madison? Maddie? You
I try not to associate with people that are bilingual or intelligent.
Are they? I thought you were going to say bisexual. I had a heart attack.
Makes me feel, yeah.
Still is it looking easier for to Toby suffer Keith. Fools in contracting? Or oh, shit! This is my jam, dude!
Yeah. Now you guys are going to know it, and when you know it, you got to sing along.
Yeah, everybody sing for real.
We talk about your work, how your boss is a jerk. We talk about your church and your head.
Red Hot Chili Peppers?
We talk about the troubles you've been
got
having.
Got that vibe.
About your daddy and your mother.
Talk
and crazy ex.
Yeah, it's like if all the Chili Peppers were racist.
We talk about your friends and the places that you've been. We talk about your skin and the devils on your
and
chin.
Love,
the
and, we're, and live down the road from Terry Bradshaw. All right, turn it up. Here it comes.
Why aren't you guys singing?
Here we go. I want to talk about me. I want to talk about I. Want to talk about number one. Oh, my. What I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see.
Awesome.
I like to talk about you, usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me. You guys do backup. I want to talk about me.
Talk about me.
All right, what's not to sing with that song, man? That song comes on. You got to sing it, man.
How do you know the words to all that? It's,
thank
the
you.
Rhyme scheme is so complicated. It's
oh,
like,
at the end, at the end he
like,
starts yodeling and stuff.
It's like Rufus Wainwright, McCarrigal, mm-hmm. Cohen. What? Finish this sentence. A joke crosses the line when?
When does a joke cross? I think when you
when
feel
a black
bad.
Person tweets it.
Yes, when you feel bad. When you feel like you. When the person that told the joke feels bad about it.
I agree with that.
I don't think it's in the ears of the beholder, especially today.
Maher, like, Bill Maher apologized.
He's just apologizing. He doesn't.
I mean, do you think that was an HBO, like, it's $40 million on the table here. You got to go make some type of statement. But let me ask you differently.
I don't
believe that
Bill
he was
Maher
genuinely
doesn't feel,
sorry.
No, Bill Maher doesn't feel bad about using the N-word because Bill Maher isn't racist and didn't use it with any malice.
Contextually, the joke was perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
And the guy that set him up was so fucking creepy.
Right.
He was like a Nebraska councilman. And he goes, well, why don't you come on out to Nebraska? We'll put you to work out in the fields.
Right.
And he's like, what? He right. actually first goes, what? He goes, we'll put you to work out in the fields. And he goes, I'm a house.
Right, right.
Which
you should
is
have
like,
said Samuel L. Jackson in a Tarantino movie.
If D.L. Hughley said that, it'd be like, can you fucking believe how sharp and quick that was? But Bill
right.
Maher had the best line, I thought, when he was talking to Mark Eric, the guy you were talking about. Oh, no, that was you were talking about Cornel West. Mark Eric Dyson, they just went back and forth, and he was doing his big apology. And I'm like, don't fucking apologize. You're not racist. Don't apologize. Nobody was hurt.
No.
Like, nobody goes, hey, man, I can't even go to school tomorrow. That fucked me up.
No, I.
But he goes, it's not a race problem, what happened to me. It's a comedian problem because the synapses go so quickly. And you have an innate thing. I have an innate thing. It's this weird filter we don't know we have. Like, when you ad-lib to the crowd, they don't. You guys don't realize you're hearing it the exact same time he's hearing it or when I'm hearing it. And there's this weird filter it goes through where we don't even worry, like, is this racist? Is it going to bother everybody? So that went through his, you know, vetting system in that nanosecond.
Yeah, no, it's a non-vetting system. It just went. Everything just flies from your brain to your mouth, unless I'm doing my Toby Keith 20 minutes, which I start every show
but
with 20 minutes on Toby Keith, but that's pretty worked out.
It wasn't like because I made TMZ for a bizarre, Jay Moore throws the N-word around with bizarre racist rant and meltdown or like loses.
You are?
Like, no, I was quoting Lil Boosie.
Yeah. No, nobody cares.
N-I-G-G-A, like this guy said N-I-G-G-A.
Right.
29 times. He's trendy because he's a homophobe. That was it. And it's like, but you can't type that. Like, you know what? I can type it because I have fucking fingers that are opposable digits.
Yeah.
And the point is like,
but the,
he's a homophobe?
The whole part with Bill Maher is, does anyone think he's a racist? And the answer is no.
No, they don't. It's so divisive.
when you look at the Twitter thing, which I know is legitimate, real life, everything. Like, it's that motherfucker. I knew it. Another motherfucking person showing their true colors. Mm. And then I, you know, guys like you and me, we don't say anything on Twitter.
Ooh.
But it's like,
you know,
it's like when Phil Jackson said posse, it's like, Phil Jackson's not fucking race. It's absurd. Like, you embarrass yourself.
Yeah.
Maverick Carter, if like, insinuating that Phil Jackson's racist. It's,
well, they don't think he's racist.
No, but he's, we know his name now. But
no, but everyone says everyone is everything, but they don't really believe it.
Well,
unless I call my wife a bitch, in which case I'm really sincere.
Hey, I'm trying to get on her goddamn
but everyone, somebody, podcast. Everybody calls somebody a racist or homophobe or whatever. They don't really believe it.
That old guy.
That's good. They don't believe it.
Yeah. I have a quote. Desperation is a very distinct scent, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you should know when you're starting to hum and stink. That's why you got to change your shit and get your act together. So Phil Jackson, when he did the posse stuff, he talked about Greg Popovich's offense from 30 years ago, LeBron James and Pat Riley. And it was the first time many of us went, oh, that bothers him every night. Like,
Can I ask something real quick?
You have to raise your hand, honey.
Remember we had...
So they didn't go to him because he was a racist.
We had white guys who were acting black. We call them wiggers back in the day.
Yeah, you can't say that no more. It's offensive to wiggers.
Oh, then I shouldn't say white guys dropping N-bombs on Twitter can call them twiggers.
I like that. But that's what I did. As I retweeted,
that's what you were. You're a twigger.
I retweeted black people arguing using the N-word.
There you go.
Like two, and I go,
don't be a wigger.
I'm not a wigger.
Well, don't be a twigger.
But I was born that way.
Okay. All right. I like that song.
From the waist down, I'm a twigger.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you got the word twig, though, first. That's the problem.
What?
Twig comes before twigger. That's the problem. From the waist down. That's
I'm
what
a
I'm
former
saying.
Twink, so I'm close there.
Okay.
Describe Andrew Dice Clay in one sentence only.
One sentence. I thought it was one word. Sorry.
Let's do both.
Yeah, I think you root for him in a weird way. Like, he, you know, he did his thing, then he got kind
three
of pigeonholed,
right,
and I don't know. But why one sentence when I have so many stored? I like the guy, and I have no reason to
I
like
think
him.
He's fucking hilarious. And yeah. I think time has been kind to him. Like, where he's like a big joke, and now you see him like show.
Yeah, well, you know, time like, has not been kind. God. Time has not been kind to his frames. But other than that,
what, Mr. Magoo glasses?
Yeah.
I gotta see who I'm underneath.
Huh?
What? I got veneers now.
Oh, okay. All right.
He's got those big Mr. Magoo
I like
glasses.
Like your show. Yeah.
It is so fucking hot in here. I have to give love to these people. Mybookie.ag, not com. Or org, or net, or gov, AG. Right. That's who I personally use. And what do you want me to tell you? Navy or FAU? Like, that's the easiest one of the whole week tonight. And ever since I started doing the podcast, they've been good to me. My bookie has been in the business for years. Their rep is very solid. I wouldn't be speaking about them right now if that was not true. They do 100% cash, straight cash, homie. Cash buyouts. You know, usually it's like, that's been added to your account. You're like,
no.
Fucking Bitcoins now?
Yeah. No
like,
way.
Give me my guy. I want my fucking money. What am I, a schmuck on wheels, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's just two
Who
business
am I?
Days. You get
Snowden
your.
Snowden over here? I need
what was
cash.
That
mean? Who am I, Snowden? I need cash.
Yeah.
I'm not working on the dark web.
Snowden.
Snowden.
Yeah, he's a rat.
Yeah.
He's Serpico. It's two business days. You get your money from it's cash money from mybookie.ag. Promo code is more MOHR mybookie.ag, and they'll match your deposit with up to 100% bonus. And their site's cool. You'll dig it if you're into that thing. You know what my big outside bets are this year? I got the Buccaneers at plus 2,200.
You're getting sucked in by the Hard Knocks training camp.
No, I
every year I watch Hard Knocks training camp, and I'm like, I think these guys got their shit together.
It's hilarious, except the Rams killed it for all of us.
I know. You're like,
stupid fucking Rams.
Ah, man.
They didn't even draft O-line. Todd Gurley.
Scrappy, undersized, white middle linebackers really got his hustle on. This is going to be the year for them.
You
know,
we love you like crazy, but you're cut.
They go 3-13. That's 3-13.
What would you name a new football team in L.A.? Like, forget all the Chargers and Raiders. Hey, the Raiders are going to play in Johnny Carson.
Oh, really?
What would you name a...
The Churros.
Really?
Well, listen, look, I'm playing to the audience, man. I went to a Rams preseason game 3 weeks ago. The hot dog carts are everywhere. The cars are all squatted down to the ground. Mariachi bands playing everywhere. You gotta get real. You gotta think who your audience is. The churros is good, look good. You'd cross them like a big X on the side of the helmet, you know what I mean? You do a weird move where you kept a little brown sugar in the pocket. We went head up on a guy. You put it on his helmet. It's like.
By the way, did you see how quick that fucking left hand was? And that's not. You're a righty.
Yeah, that wouldn't be my jab hand.
Left hit my head.
So
don't answer me. Just stare at me. I'm not a human being or anything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm asking them a question. They're like, mm-hmm. What's it like to make your son laugh?
I would like
Adam
to call the Rams the hot dog they serve at the new Rams stadium. The Ramrod.
Is that what it's called?
Well, if I was in charge, yeah, it would be called the Ramrod.
If you were in charge, I'd go to every game.
Yeah. Hey, Droopy, lighten up on the Miracle Whip on top of that Ramrod.
Well, it takes a lot. I have 10 nipples.
Or pick up a napkin, would you? This is looking weird.
Where is she? I'll use her as a napkin.
Corolla, you're... I'm going to tell you this, and... we'll get out of here into, or as Greg Proop says, and then we'll fuck off into this great night. FanDuel? Did we hit FanDuel yet?
No, I didn't hear anything about FanDuel.
We did True Car. I like FanDuel.
I like FanDuel too.
You have it on the, do you have an ace? Mm-hmm. There's leagues at FanDuel, FanDuel.com, that start at $1. So already they have my attention because I have negative one, I have negative few hundred thousand dollars to my name.
Well, after we whack up whatever you're getting paid for tonight.
Did you say whack what?
Fantasy football, if you guys are into it, you go to, FanDuel.
Sorry, what was that word?
FanDuel, 2.5 million players. They got paid. Cash prizes, playing fantasy sports on FanDuel. Sign up today. Go to FanDuel.com. Promo code, again, MOHR, M-O-H-R. Hit the Join Now button and type in my name, MOHR. New users get free entry into the NFL Sunday Million with an M, bro.
That's right.
And with over $1 million in cash prizes. When you make your first deposit on FanDuel, just visit FanDuel.com. Sign up with the promo code MOHR, M-O-H-R. FanDuel.com. Promo code MOHR. Void where prohibited. How about billion's the only word where you emphasize a billion with a B? Like, yeah. No, I heard you with an H.
Yeah.
Like, you're HIV positive with a P. That's a way more important.
If something is a billion, I always say, and that's billion with an M. And it always makes everyone pause and think I'm insane.
Not me, man. You made me smile. I'm going to tell you this. I was watching the Big Mama God It All cartoon that your guy did.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then I was just listening to the whole episode because I lost her voice somewhere along the line. And I lost my voice and my spirit. And I told you this on your podcast, but I'm going to say it to, like, more stories subscribers or whatever who's listening and you guys. What you did, I realized, a year after the fact when I just... Because she just kind of popped up out of nowhere on the show. Like, it wasn't like I prepared her. You just... It's like this comfortable place you allow for guys... Like, Joe Coy goes in and just murders. Like, David Alan Greer goes in. And we just keep reaching for that extra monkey bar. We don't even know if it's out there, but it's always there with you. So with Big Mama God at all, you had to get so frustrated, but you could never disagree or say no because it shuts the bit down. So, like, when you were getting you failed your driving test. I'm like, well, what'd you get? And you're like, 65. I'm like, that's more than half, baby. And you're like, no, you have to get a 75. Like, says who? And you said the DMV. I'm like, what the fuck do they know about driving cars?
Right.
And you're like, oh, but you had to get exasperated and disagree with her without going like, no, you, without going like, you don't understand. And I've never heard anybody be a quote-unquote straight man and pull that off. It's like the razor's edge of a high wire. Because if you go like, just fucking listen to me, hey, like that's how you would normally react to somebody being that fucking insane. Like, drive me to the DMV. I don't have a license. It was so impressive, and so rarely in comedy do you hear something first, for the first time. Like the first time you listen to like The Clash, you're like, all right, who the fuck is this? The first time you listen to Toby Keith, you go, who the fuck is this?
Yeah.
But that was one of the most impressive things. And like today, I'm in there with you and Gina and Brian Dawson and the guys, and it's just, you do this thing. Gabby Reese does it too. You do this thing where it's like, no, you're the,
you just allow people to sort of, people shy away when they're on your podcast. Like Gavin Newsom, you took a bat to his fucking knee.
Yep.
I wanted him on my podcast. You're like, he's out of the podcast business. Right. Adam Carolla murdered him. And then, but you do this thing where you allow the space for people that are brave enough and ballsy enough that, like, I just want to make you laugh like a dad. Like, if I can make fucking Adam laugh, I'm happy.
Well, I was laughing my ass off today. And, you know, I don't think your job, like, I feel like your job is not to be star quarterback. Your job is to be star quarterback and water boy and long snapper and kicker and fan. Like, your job is just to be everything.
I'm not going to be a fucking kicker. I'm not going to wear a special shoe.
Sometimes it is. And so when you come on, my job is cheerleader. When you're not here, then I'm go back to quarterback. You have to have two quarterbacks on the field at the same time.
You run the deep, deep, deep route as the decoy when it's just like a pitch left.
You're throwing underneath. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, and it's my team, and I want the W. So that's the way I look at it. So we're not going to win with two quarterbacks. So when you have some boring guy who's up there and he's going to tell a story about what it's like to be an attorney in Glendale, then I'll be the quarterback. But when Jay Moore comes in, then I'm going to block for Jay Moore and let him run for pay dirt.
You make it easy, man. I'm going to tell you, what would your walk-up music be? Like, you know, fighters have it. Like WWF or WWE, you know which guy's coming in because the music starts. And you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's so-and-so. So, like, what's the song that when it kicks in, everyone goes, Adam Carolla is about to walk down the street?
I got two. I got Alice Cooper's Only Women Bleed and Pat Benatar's Hell Is for Children.
But
the part, you know, after it picks up a little bit. Now, I'll tell you what happened. As I just said, play Hell Is for Children, but it's like a 5-minute song, and I'd get to the ring before it kicked in. So what I had to do is bump it ahead 2 minutes so we can get to the part where the guy's playing the Flying V.
I think you should shake a lot of hands on the way to the ring.
Yeah, I should probably do that, too. Yeah, yeah.
You are probably the most talented person I know because you're so talented with, like, To Catch a Contractor. You write shows. You've written, like, 55 books. Your documentaries, the Paul Newman documentary, Tom Cruise, go fuck yourself. You missed out. You could have been in a great documentary. And I love Tom, but you don't diss Ace Man. Ace Man picks up the phone, you stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image and the style. No. When Ace Man picks up the
knock
phone.
Knock off the Toby Keith. The audience has had an ass full of Toby Keith. I don't know why he brought
really?
Him up in the first place. Yeah.
So you just, you know, To Catch a Predator and the show business and the book
contractor,
and the acting and the director. And huh?
How you said Catch a Predator.
What did I say?
You said sex.
You didn't, I don't think you let me finish.
Sorry.
It seems like you came here for sex.
What's the dog's name?
Well, the dog's name is Bingo.
Oh, I thought you said Rex. I'm sorry.
And you wanted the dog involved. According to the email, I'm going to let Rex sniff your blank.
I didn't bring my blanket, but I don't know what we're here for.
Did you bring your cock ring that goes around the bowl? Sex.
Let me just ask. This is weird, but is there a pizza here for me? When I'm on, I get nervous. I tend to sort of binge eat.
I'm Adam Carolla, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you.
More Stories Podcast. The app is free. Hit subscribe, review it, whatever you wish. You guys were the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Love you.
We talk about your dreams and we talk about your schemes, your high school team and your moisturizer cream. We talk about your nana up in Muncie, Indiana. We talk about your grandma down in Alabama. We talk about your guys of every shape and size, the ones that you despise and the ones you idolize. We talk about your heart, about your brains and your smarts and your medical charts and where you start.